We're joined again by, in our studio, by Clint Van Zandt, a terrorism and security specialist and a 25-year veteran of the FBI. And he's going to be with us throughout the evening. Because you worked with the FBI for so long, I guess you had to deal with DNA collection and forensic evidence and stuff like that as well.
Well, we did, Barbara. We did, Lisa, and it was really a valuable tool. I mean, the early days of first the car radio was the state of the art, and then fingerprints, of course, was something that has been very useful. But DNA now has just propelled us into the late 20th and the 21st century as far as making identifications.
Did you ever have to go to families? I mean, Richard Knox just described having to go to families and ask for personal effects of someone who's been killed. Did you ever have to do that?
Yes, these are the most challenging things I think you can do in law enforcement is, number one, have to share with that victim's family, of course, the official death notification, and then it's almost like further violating that victim to sit down and tell the family, you know, we need your daughter's hairbrush. We need a piece of gum from her trash that she has chewed on. We need the coffee cup from her office desk. But you have to do that. And short of something like that, then, of course, you have to do as your last guest suggested, to get a cheek swab, to take a Q-tip and just go inside your mouth. You don't have to cut the skin or anything. You just take a quick swab, and the cells that you get from inside the mouth are enough. I'll give you an example. One of my real heroes was a police detective that was working a sexual assault case. He had a subject, but he couldn't identify him he couldn't get a search warrant to get DNA. And he saw the subject walking down the street one day, and the subject spat on the street. The detective jumped out of his car with a Kleenex, ran over, gathered up that material, was able to develop DNA and prove that that person had sexually assaulted a victim. That's how useful this can be in a criminal or an identification type of matter.
Did you ever have anyone who just found it too distressing and just refused to cooperate?
No, well, especially not in the area where people are trying to identify their loved ones. They want to do that. And again, if we're trying to gather that on the potential hijackers, there are ways to get that either from family members or, again, from clandestine measures. I mean, I've had situations where we've had a meeting where there may be a suspect in that meeting, and they all used styrofoam cups and then simply threw the cups in the trash and walked away. Well, I knew, because there was a black dot on the bottom of one specific cup, what cup that person had drank out of. A styrofoam cup is a great vehicle because it's like an English muffin. It has all these crevices in it where you can gather DNA. And then, of course, we process that cup for DNA, match it up against in my case, what was on the back of a stamp, and we had the person who sent that threatening communication.
Thank you, Clint Van Zandt, and we'll be back with you in just a few minutes.